Iraqi Kurdish journalist Hiwa Osman, who reports from Baghdad, welcomes the selection of Mr. Maliki to replace former Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri, who was vehemently opposed by both the Iraqi Kurds and the minority Sunni Arabs.
Everyone was quite relieved. Some people were even exchanging jokes by saying, we have a pope.
Jawad al-Maliki, a senior member of the coalition of Shia parties that holds the largest number of seats in Iraq's parliament, has the reputation of being an experienced political operator. A former exile, Mr. Maliki faces the task of mending a nation shattered by decades of war, dictatorship, and sectarian rivalry. Daunting challenges will face the new prime minister, Hiwa Osman says, especially in the next month as he selects his cabinet.
The prime challenge, I think, is security. The second challenge is putting together a true government of national unity. The other challenge is to rebuild the country's infrastructure and improve the economic situation.
Laith Kuba, Iraqi journalist and former spokesperson for the sidelined previous nominee, Ibrahim al-Jafri, says Mr. Maliki has earned a reputation as a hardliner on issues of security. Mr. Kuba thinks the most important challenge facing the new Shia prime minister will be to convince the other religious and ethnic blocs to sign on to his vision for unifying Iraq's much weakened and fragmented state.
To have a vision that he can sell to others and get them on board is going to be the first and most important challenge. That is the key towards eliminating violence in the country. Then he needs to build critical state institutions, in particular defense and interior. Currently, these two ministries are perceived as being polarized by sectarian policies. And third, there are some critical services needed. People cannot comprehend at a time when oil reached $75 a barrel, they cannot drink clean water or have even petrol gas in their gas stations.
London-based Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh agrees with Mr. Kuba that resolving the struggle over Iraq's ministries of interior and defense are key to stability in Iraq. And he adds, the nominees to those key cabinet posts will determine whether or not neighboring Iran might try to stir up trouble.
If the interior ministry remains in the hand of Mr. Bayan Jaber, who is, you know, outgoing interior minister, the Iranian will sit and watch, and perhaps they help him because he is their man. But if they have an independent figure, let's say somebody like Dr. Ayad Alavi, the former prime minister, as a minister of interior, I'm sure the Iranian would use all their might to prevent him to lay down his plan for fighting the terrorist invaders.
Alireza Nourizadeh suggests that if Dr. Ayad Alawi does not receive the interior portfolio, he might be considered for defense. However, Mr. Nourizadeh says that Iraq's Sunni Arabs want to keep control of the defense ministry. Another challenge to the new government was posed earlier this week by the release of an audio tape of Osama bin Laden, once again raising questions about al-Qaeda's role in the Iraqi insurgency, and especially the influence of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the Jordanian leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq. This week, a man identifying himself as al-Zarqawi appeared in a video, calling the U.S. effort in Iraq a crusader campaign and denouncing efforts to form a new Iraqi government. Laith Kuba says al-Qaeda poses a serious obstacle to the government of national unity.
Al-Qaeda's strategy is to keep Iraq as an open wound, a training ground for criminals, and then exporting them abroad. Iraq has attracted young people from Al-Qaeda, from many countries. So Al-Qaeda's strategy is going to be to maintain Iraq in chaos and to try to stir up sectarian violence. Strategically, they are very much at opposite directions with the current Iraqi government and what Iraq needs.
Laith Kuba says U.S. support is critical at this time, although it needs to be cautiously applied. And he suggests that Washington can play a useful role in winning the cooperation of Iraq's neighbors, especially Turkey and Saudi Arabia, to help in the rebuilding process. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.